Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Da Pedal, the Noiz Vader edition, Perek Shmini, in the middle of Alocha Dalet. We're starting Pegimel with base, eight lines from the bottom, the two dots. The Gemara says, Chavish Nishbar Begas, recording the Mishnah, regarding a barrel that broke in the top pit of the winery, and the Truma is flowing into the bottom pit. So the Mishnah said that the bottom pit has Chulin Tmeim, and the Truma will go into it. And well, first of all, you'll lose the truma, and you'll lose the chulin. So then if you can save the truma by putting a barrel and saving the truma. Even if you could save only one revis, as long as you can save something, you should do that. But if you cannot save anything, so then you're allowed to make the truma tome, catch it with a kli tome, and save the chulin in the bottom. Says the Gemara of Chamo, Bar Ukva v'Shirah b'Yosi v'Archanino, Kli she'toycha tor v'achorv t'meim, ein mitamim bo yidova memuot. If you have a kli, which the inside of the kli is tar, but the outside of the kli is tummy, you should not use it to save the truma. Even though the majority of the truma will become tar, because we'll go into the kli, but there is a chance that at least a certain portion of the truma will touch the outside of the kli and become tummy. And you're not allowed to make truma tummy if you're able to avoid it. So even though you're going to save much more truma than you're going to lose, says the Gemara, you cannot allow to use this kli, which has an inside Torah and outside Tomeh, because you're going to cause something to be Tomeh. So the more about Tanin, our Mishnah says, Teirid v'te Tomeh v'alitamenu b'yodov. I mean, you're not allowed to make it Tomeh b'yadayim. You're not allowed to take a kli Tomeh and put the Truma into it. But as long as the kli is not fully Tomeh, if the inside is Torah and the outside is Tomeh, so then it's fine. Answers the Gemara, Mabish Shmuel bar Brachio, Tipose b'shnei kelim. Talk about in a case that has two vessels. One kli is tar in the inside and the outside of the stomach. Ve'echod, your son of Chaim is, echod kuloi tar. Meaning this is the case of Reis Becherino. A person has a choice. He has two kelim. One is fully tar, but he's going to save only a little bit. And one, the inside is tar and the outside of the stomach, but he's going to save more. So he's saying, do not take the kli, which is inside his tar and the outside of the stomach, even though you're going to save more, because in the end of the day, you're making part of the true metame be'adai. Continues the Gemara Pidal Damud Aleph, using again the Gersa Reb Chaim, Uma de Masnissin, or the case of our Mishnah, the Kli Echotome. Talk about he has only one Kli. He doesn't have any other Kalim. So that's what the Mishnah says, Teirid Vetame Ve'al Yitameno Biyodov, don't make it a full Tome Biyodov according to Reb Elazar, if you're using a Kli Tome. But if you have one Kli, which inside is Tar and the outside is Tome, then of course you should use that. The only time we said not to use a kli which is inside his tar and the outside his tome is if you have a choice to use another kli, which is kuloi tar. Even though in that case you're not going to be able to save as much, then we say don't use that kli which is inside tar, outside tome. But our Mishnah is talking about you don't have another choice. So that's why the diuk of the Mishnah is correct, that if you have a kli which is inside his tar and outside his tome, you're allowed to use it if you have nothing else. Says the Gemara, know the answer, Omar Amano, Tipotor Bibor Tor. The case of Yisrael B'chanino, that said, should try to avoid a kli, which the inside is tar and the outside is tameh. Talk about, not the case of the Mishnah, talk about that the wine of Trumo is pouring into the second pit. And in the second pit, you have chulin, which is tar, not tameh. So what's the worst case scenario the Trumo goes into it? It's still edible to a koyin. The koyin can take everything. You just have to sell it to a koyin for a cheaper price. That's not such a big hefset, because the whatever is going to be there, the mixture of wine, which is truma and not truma, is still edible. So there, we're machmir and say, don't use a kli, which is partially tome, because I'm not allowing you to make any piece of the truma tome, when in this case, we're not really losing as much. Madamastiso, but our Mishnah, bibor tome. The case of our Mishnah, the Mishnah is very clear about it. The second pit is chulin tmeim. If it's tummy, what's going to happen to the truma? The truma is going to it. The chulin will be completely unusable anymore because you can't do anything with truma tummy except burn it. So therefore, that's where he said, you know what? As long as you can save the truma somewhat, even with the kli which inside is tar and the outside is tummy, you should do it because the hefset is such a big hefset. Ask the Gemara according to our girso, v'atanninon teiru v'tibola v'alivolenu b'yadoy. The next part of the Mishnah was a person has a barrel of oil and the barrel of oil is broke. And the oil is going to be going into the ground. And he's going to lose the entire oil. He may save it with a kli tomeh. We say, don't use kli tomeh, let it be swallowed in the ground. Mashwa, only using a kli tomeh is a problem. But a kli which is inside his torah and the outside his tummy, you could use. Even though here we're not talking about a hefsed merubah of chulin. The truma is falling to the ground, it's not going into any chulin. As is the Gemara, tipotesh in his gagal base pras. We talk about that the oil of the truma is going into a land, which is a base of pras, which Rabbanan regards a tumo on this land. So if you don't do anything, the truma is becoming tummy. So that's why it's better to use a kli which toicha tar. And outside his tummy, because at least you're saving some of the truma, not allowing it to be tummy. But Rabbi Yosef and Chanina said not to use a kli which is inside turn out to his tummy. We talk about a case the truma is not going to become tummy. So then, don't save that oil or that wine by using a kli which is partially tummy, because you may make something tummy. But in the case of our mish, we talk about the oil is broken on ground on the land where it's going to become fully tummy, tuma derabanan, but it's becoming tummy. So in order to avoid that, I'm allowing you to use a kli which is inside his tar and outside his tummy, because at least you're saving something. But not to use a kli which is fully tummy, because you're going to go and make the tumah be'adayim. So it's better to allow it to go on the land where you're not doing anything than using a kli which is fully tummy. Continues now the Gemara. And now the next piece, there's a few explanations in the Mefarshim, and we're going to go with Reb Chaim as we usually do. The Gemara says, Al daite de chavirayo, according to the chaverim, that they hold, the Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that anything is going to lost. Anything is going to be lost eventually. It's going le'ibud. You allow me mitame be'adayim. So then chavis harishoyin and chavis hashniyah are the same case. What's chavis harishoyin chavis hashniyah? We talk about the two middle cases of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is talking about wine, which is the top pit going to the bottom pit. The second case of the Mishnah is talking about the oil which broke and is going to be swallowed in the ground. There's no difference. You could have said the case of the oil in the same scenario when it's a top pit going to the bottom pit. Because at the end of the day, this truma is going to be lost because it's going into chulin tmeim. So you're allowed to be metamer be'adayim according to Rabbi Yeshua. So regardless if it's wine or it's oil, they both you're allowed to go mitam yadam according to Rabbi Yeshua and liba the chaverim. So the point base al daite de Rabbi Yosi, but according to Rabbi Yosi that he holds, Rabbi Yeshua says you now allowed to be mitam yadam something is going to loss unless you're going to have a hefsed merube. But if you don't have a big hefsed of chulin, you now allowed mitam yadam truma. So then chavish sheyayim vechavish shemen. Then specifically we spoke about two different cases. The case of wine is that the wine is in the top pit, going to the bottom pit, is going to ruin the chulin in the bottom. So there, Rabbi Yeshua says, take a barrel of tumo and receive the tumo, even though you're making a tome, because you're going to save the wine in the bottom. But if it would be oil, you're not allowed to save it. Because when oil goes from the top pit to the bottom pit, and it's going to be metame, the chulin in the bottom, which are tome with tumo, is still usable. You can burn it. We know, what do you do with oil tome, shemen tome of trumo? You're allowed to use it for fuel. So there is a usage over there, it's not fully lost. So the hefset is not that great. So that's why we have to speak about a different case. The case of wine is speaking about is going from a top pit to the bottom pit, and it's going to go into the bottom pit to make things tome, it has no usage anymore, it's a full hefset. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says, you can save it. Oil is not that case anymore, because if it would be the case of oil, you would not be able to save it. Because you don't have a full loss. It just becomes a shemen tameh, which is usable. So therefore, by shemen, we're speaking about a different case. The case is that it's falling into the ground, and it's going to be completely lost, because it's going to be swallowed on the ground. Then Rabbi Yeshua says you could save it. So that's what Gemara is saying. It specifically talks about these two cases. Chavit shayayin is that case of the pit, that applies to wine only, not to oil. Chavit shayayin, talk about it's going to the ground, then that's the case you need to use for shemen. The Mara pulled as a little dim shot in the Gemara doesn't change the concept of the Gemara, but it changed where the Gemara is speaking about, which part of the Mishnah is the Gemara speaking about. Continues the Gemara we learned at the end of the Mishnah. That if a guy comes to a Jew and tells him to give him one bread of truma, he wants to make it tome, or he's going to make everything tome. So Rabbi Lezer says, let him make everything tome, don't give him one bread to make it tome be'adayim. And Rabbi Yeshua says, do it indirectly, put it on the cellar, put it on a rock, he'll do it himself. And then the Mishnah went on and said, if you have a group of women, and Goyim said, give us one woman to make her tame, meaning to violate her, so they should not give one woman to the Goyim, and if they want to come and mimitame all of them, yitamus kulom ve'alim sulem nefesh achad meyisrael, they don't give them a woman from Israel. And at that point, Rabbi Yeshua did not argue. Says the Gemara, lo mistabro im hoiso, we're using a gears of Rabchaim, hoiso kikert meyo. The case of the bread is not talking that really one of them is tame. We talk about you have a lot of kikaris, a lot of bread, and all of them are tar, don't give him one bread. But if you have already one bread, which is tameh, then you should give it to the goy, because it's ready anyway, tameh. Similarly, this mishnah will not apply if you have among the woman one shivcha. She's anyway a maidservant, she anyway doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, she's considered to be tameh, better to give her to the goyim than allow the goyim to be tameh all the women. A group of people going in the way, pogulim goyim, and the goyim found them. Says, give us one person, we want to kill him. If not, we'll kill all of you. We prefer to allow them to kill everybody than a Jew handing over another Jew to be killed. But if they said, no, we're not just a random guy. We have a specific person we're after. Like the story of Sheva ben Bichri, when Yoav ben Tsruya came to kill him because he was Noir de Malchus, he rebelled against the king. And Sheva ben Bichri was hiding in a city. He came to the city Yoav and said, please give me Sheva ben Bichri. I'm asking specifically of that person. So if Goyim come and say, we're not here to kill everybody. We just want this specific person. So then, yes, you give him. Because here, it's not considered being moisa nefesh chad b'Yisrael, because the goyim are going for after that person specifically. Says, that's only the guy who really deserves to die. He has a chiyu misi like Sheva ben Bichri. In that story, he rebelled against the king, against David the Melech, and he was chayav misa be'emes. He deserved to die. So someone deserved to die, you give him to the goyim. But if not, you don't. And says, even if he's not chayav miso, you're still allowed to give this person to the goyim if they want someone specific. It's not considered to be the giving be a dayan because the goyim chose that person. Says the goyim now a story. The king demanded to get him in order to kill him. He ran away to Lud where Shuba Levi's city was. Ostun ve'akum medimto came the soldiers of the king and they surrounded the city of Lut. Amru lehem, so the soldiers told people of Lut, in leis atun yahavun leilon, if you don't give us this person, anun mechervin medimto, we're going to destroy the city. So lagabei Abshur ben Levi ufaisei ve'yavilon. So Abshur ben Levi went to Ulo bar Koshov and he explained to him the severity of the situation. He told him, you're going to cause everybody here to die. Please surrender yourself to the soldiers. And he convinced him, and that's what he did. And he handed him to the soldiers. Liyonavi used to come and appear in front of Shur ben Levi. The Loiz Gali, he stopped appearing in front of him after the story. Vitzam kamat soimin. So Shur ben Levi did soimis, did tshuva, v'izgali aloy, and Liyo came back and he revealed himself to him. Omer Levi, le mesoiris, ani nigle. Am I going to appear in front of a Moser, someone who's Moser Jew to Goyim? Amalev, Eloi Mishnah, Sisi, but what do you mean? We learned that's the Mishnah. Meaning it's based on the Tosefta. We have the Tanoim told us that's what you're supposed to do. If the Goyim are demanding one specific person, you're allowed to give it to them. Amalev, Zu Mishas HaChasidim. That's not a Chasidim supposed to act. The Chas is not supposed to give over a Jew to be killed. The Goyim answered the words, Havel and Mevel de Achoyrin. Should have somebody else taking care of this case, not you. You should not be the ones giving over a yid to be killed. And that's why Leon Navi stopped appearing to him. So even though he's allowed to do it, it's not the most appropriate thing to do if one can avoid it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos, Daf Pei Dalet.